Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started
shaking. Good morning, Pensacola. This is Kristen Rhodes filling in for Andrew McKay this morning. News Radio, and I am very excited to have my friend Commissioner Colton Wright with Santa Rosa County Commission on the line with us right now. So, Colton, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning.
How
Thanks
are
for
you
having
doing?
Me.
Yes, thank you for calling in. We get to chat all the time, but there's just so many great things going on in Santa Rosa County. And just last Thursday, we had Business and Industry Day for Leadership Santa Rosa, and you, along with Shannon Ogletree from our Economic Development Office, shared so many great things that are happening in our community over there. And so I thought it would be great to have you on to kind of talk about why Santa Rosa County is so successful in economic development. So why don't you share with the listeners what's going on?
Well, yeah. So I mean, number one, just remind everyone that Santa Rosa County is clearly open for business. Look, there's a lot of reasons why we're successful. It can't go without saying that Shannon Ogletree, our economic development director, is certainly at the heart of that. I think people forget sometimes you start talking about bringing businesses to a community, and economic development and just government and good governance in general in a community has a lot to do with building relationships. And Shannon has done a tremendous job of building and cultivating relationships with people all across the country. And I think that's the basis of it. As a Board of County Commissioners, we've certainly tried to provide support and the options where we can and within our purview to help support Shannon and bring businesses to the community. We're just very fortunate. We've had plenty of land previously. It's all, just about all spoken for now, but we had a lot of land available and a climate and a workforce that I think benefits companies that want to relocate to our region.
Absolutely. A lot of people, I think, get a little disheartened when they hear about these, projects and things in the news and, oh, this business is coming or that business is coming. It seems like it takes a long time. Well, is this really going to happen? And I don't think people realize how long some of these projects actually take. And you had mentioned that relationship building piece, how important that is to the success of economic development in a region.
Yeah, for sure. So when people look at, they hear a code name for a project coming, and then they keep hearing 5, 6, 7 years, and it takes a long time for anything to come to fruition. They finally, after all that time, they finally hear an actual company's, their true business name. And then even then it takes years before the building is up and business is open. I understand that's frustrating for people. What I think a lot of folks don't understand is that even a small business oftentimes maybe 2 or 3 years in the making before you see the doors open to the public, just from the planning stages, when the idea first comes to fruition, and then you start, down the road developing land and putting all the things and securing financing, right?
Mm-hmm.
From a Santa Rosa County perspective, it takes a long time, but a lot of these large companies are, they're worried about secrecy. They don't want their competitors to know what they're up to. And frankly, Santa Rosa County is competing against other communities, other cities, other counties around the nation, and sometimes even around the world to recruit them. So, these companies have to pick the place that is most attractive to them.
Absolutely. Colton, we definitely want to talk more about this. We need to take a quick break, but hang on because we'll be right back with Colton Wright.
That's right. It's time for your traffic on the fives. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. And if you're exiting I-10 on 29, you're going to see some delays in both the northbound and southbound lanes. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Scheduled to change over to a newer version of the F9F Panther, the F9F6 Cougar. They took delivery on August 4, 1953. While flying the new planes from New York to their home at Corpus Christi, Lieutenant Commander Ray Hawkins experienced a life-threatening malfunction at supersonic speed. The six planes were flying in a line-abreast formation at 40,000 feet over Mississippi when Hawkins' plane suddenly went out of control. He was thrown down into a vertical loop, screaming towards Earth. Despite his best attempts to adjust the trim to recover, the plane dove deeper and faster. Centrifugal force was pulling him out of his seat, although the seatbelts and canopy prevented him from falling out. A glance at the instrument panel showed he was losing altitude quickly and was traveling well over the speed of sound. The tremendous G-forces prevented him from reaching the lever that would jettison the canopy and a moment later eject the pilot. Fortunately, he was able to reach the emergency lever that ejected the seat and pilot, albeit by blasting through the plastic canopy. He survived the ordeal with a few cuts and scratches and one cracked rib. He was the first Navy pilot to make an ejection at such high speeds and survive. Years later, Ray Hawkins became the chief of staff for the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation at NAS Pensacola. The problem with his plane was caused by a malfunction in the hydraulic valves that controlled the flying tail. The F9-F6 Cougars never did find a home with the Blue Angels, and the 1953 season was completed with the F9F Panthers. In 1954, the Blue Angels welcomed its first Marine aviator, Captain Chuck Height, to the team. Since then, it has been tradition to reserve at least one of the six pilot positions for a representative of the United States Marine Corps. Between the 1954 and 1955 seasons, the Blue Angels made the transition to another Grumman Cougar, the swept-wing F9F8. And at the beginning of the 55 season, the Blue Angels flew their Cougars to their new home base, Sherman Field, on board NAS Pensacola, where they've remained ever since. I'll be back with more after this.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Summer is here, and there aren't too many people that wake up each morning and say, I think I'd like to buy a new air conditioning system. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. No one wants to encounter the experience and inconvenience of replacing their home's air conditioning system, and we understand that. That's why we do everything in our power to make the experience pleasant and uncomplicated, and most of all, worry-free. All of our American Standard systems come with a 3-year parts and labor warranty, and we have systems that fit any home on any budget. If you need a new air conditioning system for your home, call me. We're here to serve you.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700. Call 857-4700.
Witness a change of command ceremony like you've never seen before. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, The Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Montag, lieben, glauben, glauben.
Say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Kristen Rhodes filling in for Andrew McKay this morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. We have Commissioner Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commission District 5, on the line with us. And we were, before our break, we were talking about the economic development organization in Santa Rosa County, the great work that Shannon Ogletree has been doing over there, and also just kind of that time frame, how it's all about building relationships and how those types of projects don't happen very quickly. But we have been blessed for many years to have great projects in the works in Santa Rosa County. And Colton, before we left, you had mentioned that a lot of the land that we had is getting spoken for. So what does the future of economic development look like in Santa Rosa County, or what can we expect to see in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think the future is very bright. Obviously, you know, much of the land is spoken for already, even though it may not be developed yet. There are, you know, contracts in the works and people ready to start developing those properties. We are in the process of trying to acquire additional land for industrial space. And we've had some preliminary talks with the Navy even about doing a possible land swap for some properties. Certainly do it in a more efficient and effective manner than maybe some of our neighbors have. But we've got some big opportunities in the future. I think we have two specific areas I think Santa Rosa County has an opportunity to really grow and kind of become a world-class destination for business. And I think that's the aerospace industry. I think you will see that Santa Rosa County will be the heart of a new aerospace corridor across the Gulf Coast. And I think there's a huge opportunity for medical research in the future in within Santa Rosa County and this area.
Oh, that's very exciting. I know we love aerospace in this area, and a lot of people think, you know, that you hear the word aerospace, but that word can mean a lot of different things for different people. And so it's not just the planes that are going in the sky. It's not just that piece of it, but there are so many manufacturers and businesses that support that entire industry that would be well suited for this area.
Yeah, and you know, obviously a lot of people have heard the term Leonardo Helicopter and may or may not be aware that, you know, that company is building a new facility in our Whiting Aviation Park, which is directly outside the fence to Whiting Naval Air Station. And that manufacturer is providing the Navy with a new TH-73 Thrasher, which is the new airframe that they're training all helicopter pilots for the Navy, Coast Guard, or Marines on. But to that end, that manufacturer, Leonardo Helicopter, has the first phase is what they're currently constructing, but they already have a second and a third phase in the planning, which very likely could end up in manufacturing of a new aircraft, a revolutionary aircraft, in Santa Rosa County. So that would be the first of its kind in the panhandle. And I think the other thing to remember is we already have suppliers for companies like Leonardo and others that are looking to relocate to our aviation lighting park for that reason, because they want to be near the manufacturers themselves. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of ancillary business that comes with having one company come in as an anchor, much like in retail development, you would have an anchor store, a big box retailer, and then a number of outparcels and other companies that come in. Mm-hmm. are Whiting Aviation Park is designed to be much the same.
Nice. Now, earlier we spoke to Jamie Coffey with NAS Whiting Field, and she had mentioned the Northwest Florida Defense Coalition. Is that an organization that is working to kind of help support economic development in the area as well, and in that connection between the military and economic development?
Yeah, absolutely. So number one, it's virtually impossible to try to follow up after Jamie. So hats off to her. She's amazing, does great work over there at Whiting. So we have the Northwest Florida Defense Coalition is a two-county project between Escambia and Santa Rosa. You know, we formed a partnership to try to make sure that the bases within our region are promoted and basically advocated for in terms of any funding they need, any projects that they've requested that needs just some additional help in Washington, D.C., whether it be through Congress, through the Senate, whatever means necessary for us to advocate. We've been making trips up there to D.C. on about every three-month basis to have meetings with staff and with our elected leaders. And frankly, it's elected leaders from all across the country, because we know that, you know, look, Senator Rubio, Senator Scott, Representative Gates, they all support our military locally. But we need other congressmen, other senators to understand the need for the Navy's mission here. And, you know, when we have bases here that are training the war fighters of the future and protecting our nation, we have to make sure they have the tools and the infrastructure they need to be able to do their jobs. And that's what we're out there doing, trying to advocate on their behalf.
Wonderful. Well, Colton, you know, I really applaud the work that you and our county commission and the organizations like the Northwest Florida Defense Coalition are doing to help support economic development and protecting our bases here in all of Northwest Florida, not just Santa Rosa County. And I really thank you for your time this morning. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us an update about what's going on in Santa Rosa County.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to serve.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. So, John, do we have any traffic on the fives?
Well, we do. It's 8:25. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Even Highway 90 going through that construction zone is looking good. So that's a good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. David Wayne is standing by with our headlines. David.
The mother of a 12-year-old Texas girl who was allegedly murdered by two illegal immigrants is speaking out. Alexis Nunguri says it's been a hard time for her family.
The amount of support I've been getting from everybody is from the bottom of my heart, so appreciated.
One of the two suspects was in court yesterday in Houston. A second suspect, Johan Martinez, is in court today. The pair from Venezuela crossed the border illegally but were released by the Border Patrol with a notice to appear in court. Both are charged with capital murder. The trustee in charge of Alex Jones's bankruptcy proceeding says the InfoWars media site is now going to be shut down. Court-appointed trustee Christopher Murray said during an emergency motion that an orderly wind-down will take place for the site, with Jones's business assets being liquidated in an attempt to pay families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims. And the Department of State says they're teaming up with YouTube for the Global Music Diplomacy Initiative. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's part of a global effort to elevate music as a diplomatic platform to promote peace and democracy. As part of that, they'll be using public-private partnerships to support music diplomacy and also giving out some awards to musicians who have furthered the cause.
Well, you know, I hope they don't get a copyright strike. I know a lot of creators that get that copyright strike, and they're like, man.
That's right. You got to use their the music or the YouTube creator thing music. That's the only thing.
That's it.
Otherwise, everything gets stricken.
Yep.
They're heavy with
strike
that red
you down. Pen. Oh, yeah.
That is so far beyond my realm of anything. I stay away from the only YouTube I really watch is YouTube TV, or if I'm trying to watch food videos. Not a creator, not an influencer, not trying to be. So I have no copyright infringement risks
to
in
worry
this
about. Yeah, there yeah. you go. That's the best way to
goodness,
do it.
Thank goodness I'll be clear on that.
One less thing to worry about.
One
right?
less thing to worry about.
That's true. Thank you, David.
Oh, well, you know, we just got off the phone with Colton, right? And, you know, one thing he mentioned is when they go up to Washington to talk to our elected officials, mm-hmm. we know our elected officials support the military, support our community, support these efforts, but they make the time to go and speak to the other elected officials that are up there from other areas because they know that we need their support too. And, you know, that's one thing I've always tried to tell people for years when they go over to Tallahassee is, oh, mm-hmm. well, we're going to go to Tallahassee and we're going to meet with our elected officials. And I say, why?
Right.
We can talk to our elected officials anytime. We need to talk to the elected officials who are sitting on the committees that are going to be voting mm-hmm. on funding or the different things that are going to affect what we want to accomplish. So,
yeah,
you know, it's
agree.
Kind of a waste of time to just go and see your elected officials. If you go over to Tallahassee, you need to do a little research and see, okay, who has some influence in what we need for our area as well and go talk to them.
And whose district doesn't directly have a military installation or a military thing going on. So talk to them. Yeah. Get
Absolutely.
Them on your side.
Who's chairing the committees that have purse strings? Mm-hmm. Those are the folks you need to go talk to. You can't just go over there to feel good about yourself and talk to our elected officials who you can talk to anytime. So,
that's right. If you're going to make the drive, make it worth your time.
Absolutely, because that is a very exciting drive.
It is. There's so much to see and do. I just don't know when to stop.
Well, you could stop at, well, no. The busy bee is after Tallahassee, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So, can't even get Bucky's-ish.
We tried.
All right, we'll be back with our frivolous topic after this break.
I'm Therese Crowley. Guns are like cigarettes, declares U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. The nation's top doctor wants to slice through polarizing political debate and regulate guns as a public health crisis, with measures like warning labels as the leading cause of death in children. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on his way to the Mariana Islands to accept a plea deal with the U.S., guilty to espionage charges over the WikiLeaks release of 500,000 documents on wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Assange spent over 5 years waiting for extradition in a British prison before that, hiding out in London's Ecuadorian embassy. His wife Stella insists.
What Julian stands for, truth and justice.
Former President Donald Trump's lawyers in a Florida court saying a new proposed gag order in his classified documents case would stifle Trump in the CNN presidential debate against President Biden. 2 days away. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 74 degrees and mostly clear skies this morning. Escambia County deputies say two suspects were located and they are searching for a third. This is after a high-speed chase following a drive-by shooting last night. The shooting happened at Iris Boulevard near Massachusetts Avenue at about 6:30 last night. Deputies say a woman was shot in that incident. A suspect vehicle was located, then fled from Escambia County deputies, leading to a high-speed chase down Scenic Highway. The vehicle was stopped with a pit maneuver at the Escambia Bay Bridge. Three suspects in the vehicle got out and jumped. One was injured, another pulled from the water. A third has not yet been located. Right now, there's no word on the condition of the shooting victim. Well, no shortage of controversy yesterday in Santa Rosa County. The Board of Commissioners taking on a proposed ordinance from James Calkins that would declare illegal immigrants not welcome in the county. Two other commissioners called it a publicity stunt designed to back the other commissioners into a corner.
But this is about doing the right thing and shutting this kind of crap down. And I'm voting no, even if I'm 4-1. I don't care. This is wrong. And I'm absolutely against illegal immigration, any other crime, anything that's wrong out there. But this is empty.
Commissioner Colton Wright, one of three votes that shut that proposed ordinance down. The meeting also got chaotic multiple times during back and forths between James Calkins and Commissioner Kerry Smith. Yet, a record-breaking number of people expected to be traveling for the 4th of July this year.
AAA predicts nearly 71 million people will travel 50 miles or more during the holiday travel period, which runs June 29th through July 7th. That's up 5% from 2023. Over 60 million people are expected to travel by car, nearly 3 million more than last year. Airports could see a record-breaking number of travelers as well, with around 5.75 million people predicted to fly. AAA says this is the first year that the travel period was extended to include two weekends. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The return of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft has been pushed back again over the weekend. Officials said they decided to extend the crew's stay at the International Space Station so they could do more testing and analysis on helium leaks and thruster issues. So far, there's no return date set. Likely won't be till at least July 2nd. Officials say Starliner Commander Barry Wilmore and co-pilot Sunita Williams are not stranded in orbit, and they are cleared to undock from the ISS at any time if needed. Under a new law, it could soon be illegal to intentionally release a balloon in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill yesterday that bans balloon releases, effective July 1st, and the fine could be up to $150. Kids, of course, are exempt from that law. Balloon releases have been popular at memorials, but they've also raised environmental concerns as the balloons can pose a danger to marine life. It is 8:35, News Radio Pensacola, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Well, good news right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. No accidents to let you know about. But if you're on Highway 29, right, getting off I-10 or trying to get onto I-10, there's major delays there. So just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And right now it is an absolutely gorgeous morning. Clear skies, and we've got 78 degrees in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 80 in Milton, and our next news at 9. Your money now. Right now the market's mixed at the opening bell. The Dow is down 58 points at 39,353.20. S&P up 8 points at 54,55.47. The NASDAQ up 76 points at 17,573.62. Our 10-year bond rate up just a bit, 4.25%. Gold price is down 670 at 23,37.70. And Bitcoin this morning up just over 1,200 at 60,996.99. The Biden administration unveiling a new $100 million fund for affordable housing. That's part of a bigger package of financing initiatives to support housing development. The announcement comes as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen meets with housing officials in Minnesota as part of an effort to tout President Biden's economic agenda. Looks like streaming costs are going up for TV for Paramount Plus subscribers. Paramount announcing on Monday the cost for a Paramount Plus with a Showtime plan for its streaming service is going up $1 to $12.99 a month. A Paramount Plus essential subscription now costing $7.99 per month. And a Texas-based engineering firm planning to launch its two-stage orbital rocket from Virginia Wallops Island Spaceport. The governor's office there announced yesterday the Firefly Aerospace Company planning to launch its two-stage Alpha rocket. The company has plans to provide low-orbit launch services with payloads of up to 2,000 kilograms. It is 8:37. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola. This is Kristen Rhodes. I am filling in for Andrew McKay this morning on Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News. Whew, it's been a long, almost 4 hours, let's just say, but I am so happy to be here with you guys today. It is time for our frivolous, easy for me to say, topic of the day. So this is our time where we, not that we've had any serious news that we've really talked about today since Andrew's off, but, you know, we want to just have a little lighthearted conversation. And earlier in the show, we talked about Summer Fridays. And this was something that I'd never heard of before. I heard it on news the other night.
Right.
And so apparently there are 11% of North American workers that say they have access to summer Fridays, according to a study that they did back in November. So summer Fridays are a policy that allows workers to take a few hours or the entire day off during the summer months on Fridays. But now that's being replaced more with work from home Fridays in this more kind of common hybrid workplace. So back in 2019, 55% of organizations offered that benefit. So, and it had been growing in popularity. So my question for everybody is, what would be your ideal work week? So if you could pick your own schedule, right? I'm asking the radio guy if you could pick your own schedule and you have,
funny.
Right? What would it be? Would you rather work 5 8-hour days? Would you rather work 4 10s? What would you prefer your days off to be? Do you want them to be Saturdays and Sundays? Or would you rather have, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays off? What would be your ideal work day?
Well, for me, because I basically work 24/7, you know, cat country. I mean, I'd like to have my Saturdays and Sundays off, but I'm enjoying my Sunday off now. Mm-hmm. You know, my radio is 24/7, and you know, that's just the life you live. And it's hard for some people to understand that, but you know, it's kind of hard for me to say because I can get things done at different hours than mm-hmm. other people can. And Sunday's just a rest day. Church, then sleep, and then sleep some more.
Mm-hmm.
Unless football's on, then that takes precedence over everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's always got to take precedence. So we want to hear from our listeners, if anyone is listening to me, or maybe you'll turn me off because you just miss Andrew. I get it. I absolutely get it. But text in 850-437-1620. Let us know what is your ideal work day. If you could create your own schedule, what would it be?
We've already got a texter that texted in saying a 4-day work week is the best. I've done it before, and having a 3-day weekend every weekend is the best.
I agree. I think if I could choose.
I mean, I'm already at work, so why not just put a couple more hours in and
right.
get it over
you
with?
I'd always thought even years ago before, you know, kind of that 4 10s potentially, you know, mm-hmm. working 4 10s was an option or a thought. I always thought it would be beneficial because I always had such a hard time trying to figure out, okay, well, when am I going to schedule doctor's appointments? When am I going to go run this appointment?
True
I have
story.
To go renew my driver's license, things like that. And mm-hmm. you always either have to take some time off or from work or find an ideal time. It's hard to do that when you're working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a traditional work schedule. We have another one in here that says 4-day work week. People like that 4-day work week. And someone that misses Andrew. I know. I miss Andrew, too. I feel you.
But, you know, I'm really the school district is doing 4 10-hour days right now. It's our summer hours. Okay. All right. Yeah, that won't work during the school year. I get it.
I wonder how that do you, I wonder if there's any school districts that follow kind of a 4-day model for students.
I don't know if they could or not.
Longer days.
Because of certain guidelines, you know, the kids mm-hmm. can only be in class for this long. We've got
True.
To get this in there.
Yeah.
You know, that would be my take on it.
Speaking of kids, I want to take a quick break because I know my kiddos are in the car right now on their way to swim lessons. So I want to say good morning to Steven, Gianna, and Eliana. And I hope you have been good for Grammy this morning and are not giving her a hard time because, you know, I'm going to hear about it when I get home. So I didn't get to see them at all this morning since I got in so early. And I just hope you guys have a great swim lesson. I miss you guys and love you. Okay.
Got another text in that says, work each day from 11 to 1 with an hour for lunch. I work four nines.
Gotcha.
So 11 to 1 with a lunch.
Okay.
And somebody says here, I think school days should be 3 days, so 12-hour school days and year-round.
Mm-hmm. And someone else mentioned that they're retired now, but they like the 4 10s as well. My husband just texted me and said he wants a 3-day, 6 hours per day work week.
Oh, okay.
That would give him more time to get to our honey-do items, the items on his honey-do list.
Right. Recommendation. Don't do that. Do them eventually. Set the bar low, brother. Set the bar low. The honey-do,
you know,
list.
I'm seeing a trend here. A lot of people are liking this 4-10s. You uh-huh. know, get that extra day. Well, a lot of weekends are just so filled with busyness again.
Right.
You're trying to get your projects done and working on things around the house and different things. You really don't feel like you have a weekend a lot of times.
That's true.
Yeah. Do we have any traffic?
Yeah, 8:45 is time for Traffic on the Fives, brought to you by Frontier Motors. The only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Tune in today at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run day. It's just another manic Monday. Have to catch an early train. Got to be.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Kristen Rhodes filling in for Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News this morning. We were just looking at some of the texts that came through during the break from our frivolous topic. We were talking about if you could kind of create your perfect shift, your best work shift that you would love to work, what would it be? And, you know, we've seen a lot of consistency with people liking the four 10-hour shifts, but someone did mention here that they'd like to do 4 9-hour days and then only a half day on Fridays, which would not be a bad deal too, because then you'd have some of that time to get those things done. But we had one person here who self-proclaims that they are abnormal and they would want to work 2 20-hour shifts and then have 5 days off. So I'm not sure how I could manage that. I feel like I kind of already do that with a mom just without any days off.
Right.
But
yeah.
But we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. So I know it's hard in a lot of different industries. Like we mentioned, you're in radio. Mm-hmm. It's 24 yes. hours. And there's so many different industries that you don't have the flexibility to have different schedules with your employees. But all this kind of stemmed from an article that I saw about Summer Fridays, which we don't know about in Pensacola.
No. I've heard of casual Fridays, yes. but not that.
Yeah. So my husband has been texting me all morning and begging me to share. We found this very funny. I'm sure so many people have already seen it, where we saw a lady who was sharing some information, a very instructional video, informative video on how to tell if there are gators in the water in Louisiana. And, you know, given the shark activity, the increase in shark activity as well, I think it also would translate to our area.
Okay.
Too, with sharks. So, you know, she said, and I'm going to try to do my best Cajun accent.
Cajun.
Here. She said, you just go into, you find any body of water, and you'll just go down, and it can be any body of water in Louisiana, and you go and you scoop up some of that water. Just scoop up that water, and you know, she was feeling it between her fingers. She was rubbing her fingers together. You said, you feel this, you do this, and you feel that water. And if that water is wet, then there's gators in there.
Whoa, wait a second. Water's wet.
Exactly.
Wet water.
Exactly.
Oh, so I was just like, how is it you're going to get water in your hand, John?
So in Louisiana,
uh-huh.
if you find some water and it is wet, then there's going to be gators in there. And in the state of Florida, I guarantee you, if you find some water in the Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic,
right.
and you scoop some of that water up and it is wet, there are sharks in there. So just some tidbits, some information there for any of our locals that might not know or any visitors in the area.
Very informational.
Not going to be probably the next ad campaign for Visit Pensacola.
I don't think so.
But I will say, being a former Chamber of Commerce executive, we did get those phone calls. Especially around spring break, we would get phone calls from people wanting to know, are there sharks in the water there? Do you guys have sharks there?
And you should do your best Cajun accent. If the water, then...
Yeah, that lady was very funny. She her little video, instructional video, has been very viral all across the country.
I've
seen it. But it's been a lot of fun. And it's a true story.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think I'd rather be with our clear water here, our nice water that we can kind of see through at least a little bit more than a lot of that murky, muddy water in Louisiana.
I got another one. Somebody texted in that they've heard the same thing. But you get a spoon, go down to the ocean, and you pick it up, and if you taste salt in the water, then
there you go.
They're sharks are there. Then Uh-oh. Funny one, I once had a boss told me I only had to work half days. He didn't care which 12 I chose. Oh, goodness.
Nice.
Also, I think school should be year-round with appropriate breaks. This would help lots of parents that need daycare in the summertime. And my food bill. My 16-year-old loves to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is definitely true. That food bill and the snack time is hard.
Oh, yeah.
For kiddos.
Oh, especially when he's 16 and he's like, I'm hungry now.
My 4-year-old boy eats. Uh-huh. I mean, he'll go through. I'm already worried about what our food bill is going
to
be like.
It's only going to get worse. I hate to break the bad news, but I was once a boy too, so I know. Okay, it's clear water. When I get home from work after working outside all day long, Alexa lets me know that there is a heat advisory. What would I do without her? I know.
It's true. Earlier, we were told by David in the newsroom that it's a beautiful day today. And it is going to be a beautiful day, but it's going to be a very hot day. So everyone needs to make sure that they are being safe out there with that heat advisory. I think you said that's going to be all the way till 7 p.m.
Yes.
tonight.
Heat advisory until 7 p.m. Yes. tonight. So, and that was issued last night around 10 o'clock.
So regardless of whether or not you are working today, if you have one of those shifts, whether it's an 8-hour shift, a 10-hour shift, or it's your day off, please, please, please be safe out there and stay hydrated and take breaks and don't get overheated, because it will be some dangerous heat out there today.
That's right. Let's take a look at your traffic on the fives right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Even Highway 90 through that construction zone headed in and out of Pensacola is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Let's head over to David in the newsroom.
Sorry, guys, I'm here. Boeing Starliner is being delayed. Over the weekend, officials decided to extend the crew of Starliner's stay up at the International Space Station in order to do more testing and analysis on helium leaks and thruster issues that Starliner's experienced. A return date has not been set, but likely it won't be until at least July 2nd. And also today, the trustee in charge of Alex Jones's bankruptcy proceedings says the InfoWars media site is being shut down. Court-appointed trustee Christopher Murray said during an emergency motion that an orderly wind down is taking place. The sale will attempt to pay some of the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims. Also, the defense has rested. Closing arguments expected to begin today in the high-profile trial of Karen Reed, the Massachusetts woman accused of hitting her boyfriend, a Boston police officer, with an SUV, leaving him to die in a snowstorm.
Good grief.
Thank you, David. Yeah, that's good grief, all right.
Sorry about that. Always leaving on a positive note.
I know, right? But you should have seen her face. If we had video in here, her face says it all.
Well, I don't want to leave on a negative note. I'd love to leave on a positive note because we are wrapping up the show here.
And you brought lots of positive notes today.
Oh, well, I know. Thank you.
The big news that $1.25 hot dogs are coming.
That's right. Costco coming to Pensacola. Everyone is excited. Hopefully that's not like a 20-year project like FDOT road project. Right?
20 years from now, they might be $1.50.
That's right. That's right. Hey, you know what? Some things are going to stay. They're going to get you in with the $1.25 hot dog, so you can spend $300+ on some groceries and a lot of other things you don't really need.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, we do only have a few more minutes left. And one thing I wanted to just celebrate on our way out, and probably thinking about this because I'm hungry because I didn't eat anything before I came in, but Blue Dot is celebrating 78 years in business.
Wow.
Blue Dot Hamburger. Can you believe that? That's so great. I love whenever businesses are successful, and especially
for that
78
long.
Years. That's phenomenal. Great. So, do you have a favorite burger here in town?
That one.
You do?
Yeah, I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah. I'm thinking about burgers at 9 a.m., but I'll tell you, I love a good burger. I love Johnny Houston's in Navarre. They have great burgers, and I like the sweetness of their buns. The buns have a little
bit of sweetness.
See, I
haven't been there. I'm going to have to go there.
It's pretty good. I like the Ken's Alpine. It has Swiss cheese and some grilled onions on it. But then, when you get to onions, you got to have the Myrtle Burger at the Oval Office as well. That's a great one.
Yes.
So, and then my husband, we just got a Blackstone, and his first meal he made was Smash Burgers. And I'll tell you, those were the best burgers he'd ever made. I mean, he's a good griller. He's a good griller, but they're definitely great, great burgers. David, do you have a favorite burger in town?
Favorite burger in town? Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Tops, I think. Tops is always a solid choice.
Yeah. The grease is just soaking through the bag.
Oh, so greasy.
Yeah.
Obviously, I probably eat too many greasy burgers. But
yeah, I do too. Yeah. I'm trying to keep my girlish figure here.
But they're so good. What are you going to do? Nothing beats a good burger.
But there's so many. And then there's all the food trucks around that do
good,
too.
Oh, yes. The Brown Bag.
Brown Bagger,
is a good one.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Over in downtown Milton.
I'm making notes. Any others? I've heard the Sauce Boss. Is that what it's called, Sauce Boss? They have a food truck?
I have heard very good things about them, too. But I haven't tried it yet. Today might be the day.
Instead of a bucket list, I'm going to make a burger list. And I'm going to have to try them all. But thank you guys so much. Thanks for letting me be here today. I just want to, appreciate Andrew having me in. And, thank you to everyone that put up with me for the last 4 hours. It's just so much fun. So I hope y'all have a great day. And thank you, Pensacola.